Hi, everybody. It's me, the Fetch, host of Inside the Eye Live. Before the Sunday mainstream media political pundit talk shows, there is Inside the Eye Live, where we break down some of the weekly mainstream media talking points before the talking points even get aired. Add in some entertaining stories, weather, cats, intriguing and informative guests, and you get one of the most listened to Saturday morning streaming media political talk shows going today. And it's all right here on our flagship station, Revolution Radio, at freedomslips.com. So join me, the Fetch, for Inside the Eye Live every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern. It is truly intelligent media for the politically aware.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs, government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here. Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Good afternoon and welcome to freedomslips.com and revolution.radio. This is Market Watch with yours truly, the Crow. It is TGIF. It is Friday, and I hope you've all had a great week, and getting to the end of this week has been quite a chore as far as the market's concerned. We've had several down days in a row, and today kind of broke that pattern a bit. We're closing up a bit today, kind of a, when markets get oversold, you will always get a day to kind of bounce the market back, and some of the shorts will cover and what have you. But it does look like the Dow's put in a pretty good day today, up 465.64 as we speak. Now, that could change a few pennies. The 32,000 has been the kind of the guiding light there, 32,195.94. These millennial numbers are critical, and it is pretty important that it was able to get back above that number. Now, today we dipped under that number briefly. We dipped down as low as 31,862.79. So it didn't want to give that up. Programs probably were programmed in there to turn the market back up at that level. So had we closed down in that low area, it would have really been pretty bad for the market. But after several down days in a row, it was due for a bounce, and that normally is what you get. Normally, the normal pattern is kind of when you have three down days, then you'll get a bounce. But this was four, according to my calculations. I believe it was four down days in a row. And then today going into Friday, which there again is a bit unusual. Fridays are usually, because of the long weekend, Fridays are usually a little bit more cautious. But today I think the market was just so oversold. That's basically the condition that the market was in. And so they bounced it pretty nicely. Now, does that mean the trend, the overall trend, has been reversed? I don't think so. My rivers that I often refer to, the Rubicon, the Nile, and the Middle River, you're still under all of those rivers. So the water is still, you might say, up to your chin there. So this was not enough by far to recover the market and put it back into somewhat safe territory. So it was just a short covering type bounce that we had today. They're not unusual at all. But that doesn't mean that the general direction of the market has basically been changed, because number one, we made a new 12-month low during this period, and also now I think that that's about the lowest that we have made. 31.228.22 was made this month. And so, therefore, that's the lowest in well over a year. So all of that comes into play here, and next week could be a critical week. It's a market you don't really want to turn your back on if you are invested in the market, and most people are via mutual funds or what have you. However your investments are, it is a time to pay attention to the happenings and what's going on. So there we are. It does look like the numbers that I gave you, and we could settle a few pennies different either way. The final number I've got showing is 321.96.66, down one, no, up rather, not down, up 466.36. Had a range. The range was pretty well from the get-go this morning, pretty well up, and pretty well stayed that way most of the day. So that's about it. The thing that's really unusual is here you have gold. Took a really, this is spot gold now. Remember, this is spot, 1808.80. Down 1580. So evidently the Russians are still dumping gold. I think they've been doing this to shore up their economy and their war effort and what have you. But here you have gold dropping off right at the 1800 mark. 1808.70 is the last price on spot. Down 1590. West Texas Intermediate, on the other hand, you know, I don't know why the market thinks it can ignore oil because of the impact that oil works across the entire industrial structure. Oil, 110.41, up $4.28 today. So there again, we've seen many, many times that oil ends up being the spoiler. And remember when oil got up, remember we had that $155 a barrel one time. And so it looks like that oil is definitely trying to hold that $100 mark and stay above that $100. And it looks like it's getting pretty stout support in that area as well. But all the troubles, you know, the troubles haven't gone away. You still have the war raging in the Ukraine and the goings on there. You see the flu outbreak again in China is escalating once again there. And, of course, we know the Chinese aren't telling us the truth about certain cities are basically in lockdown. And so we aren't getting any truthful information out of China. And then with the war continuing to rage, and, you know, who knows, these things can escalate overnight. So it is a time to be extremely cautious. It is a time to stay alert. It is a time to be aware of your investments and what they represent and your ability to more or less put your hands on those investments. It is a dangerous time in history. If you look at all of the elements that are going on, and I'm a big weather map freak. I've really been concerned with our weather patterns across particularly the United States and, of course, the Farm Belt area. It looks to me like, from what I have been able to see on the maps, is, you know, farmers like to have the ground somewhat moist when the seeds go in the ground, and that helps the germination process and gets the sprouting underway and the crops well on its way. And it looks to me like, and I'm not an agriculturalist that knows all of the ins and outs of that, but it does look to me like that our country has been extremely dry this summer. I know that water in California has become a problem again. Lake Mead is extremely low. So that is a big part of the farming in that area of the world. So I think what you can more or less expect is for food prices to continue to rise. And as a result of that, that's going to put more and more pressure on the government with all of the different programs that are out there. I just don't know. I'm not someone that is able to look entirely into the future and say, well, this will be what happens down the road. And I don't think the government's very good at that either. They can forecast how much money they're going to waste and spend and do those kind of things. But really, human nature is kind of a, once it becomes unbridled and kind of goes its own way, who knows what the results will be. So we are at a time that we have a pretty well, and I think this is a lot of the American public's feeling, is we have a pretty inept government in charge at most of the levels now, from your agricultural right on up to your defense and all of that. These people are none recognizable as far as experience and knowledge and what have you with me. So there we are. The public is, I really think the American public in general are confused. And, you go to, in my small town here, good grief, the traffic, I don't know where these people are coming from. But traffic and, prices, you, believe it or not, I went to McDonald's today for a quarter pounder and a french fry and a hot fudge sundae, and it was almost $10. Can you believe that? I mean, this is McDonald's. This is not the Ritz or any of those high-dollar places. This is McDonald's. And the quality of help that they had, you know, McDonald's used to thrive on hiring young people, young, clean-cut college high school-type people. And now, you know, you've got people there that look like that they just laid their crack pipe down somewhere. I don't know. It's we're just going through a transition and a change like that I've never seen in the country before. I know that John Kennedy's famous words were, "Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country." And that really echoed with so many people. I think at that time people rallied behind the country, and we've got a great and wonderful country. But right now it seems to me to be in somewhat of shambles. The political, and this is not only Democrats. We got some puny, worthless Republicans, so-called Republicans. I don't know how they can even maintain that label with their name when they run for office. They're weak, spineless worms. That's basically what we are. I don't think that Washington has ever been occupied. I don't think Washington has ever been occupied by a more mindless group of people. It's unbelievable. Democrats and Republicans. Yes, I looking over at the chat room. Yes, Eagle Power. But there's not that many places in town. I really would prefer, a taco salad or something of that nature, which I do that sometimes as well. But, you know, sometimes you just give in and grab a McDonald's and hope you can get through it. And so that's kind of the situation. My wife, when she's at work, she usually prepares stuff for me, and I don't have to do that often anyway. But today was just one of those days. I had other errands to run, and so that's why that occurred that way. So anyway, I don't think that I need to alert anyone or give you any kind of fire signals. There's no fire in the building. I think we all know that this is a transitional time. Now, normally what governments try to do is when there are events occurring, they will actually try to gain power during that period of time, because they'll use all kind of excuses to write new laws, impose new restrictions, and do all of those kind of things at a time when things are at a critical level. And that's basically what we're seeing go on now. They're trying to control the news more, control what goes out on TV, control the television stations. And fortunately, we still have the freedom at Revolution Radio to say what we think. How long that will last, who knows? They could, you know, they have the power to control the airwaves. So be thankful for your Revolution Radio. And remember, it is listener-supported, and it's dependent upon you, the listener. And if you don't throw a little money in the till, to pay the bill, then Revolution Radio will be like so many others. It will become a silent voice. So do your part. You don't have to take your food off the table. Just send $5 or $10. That's all it takes. Anyway, I would like to send a special shout out for two of our very special people here. SJ, as you very well know, is a special person here. He's been under the weather, and you know, he has serious health problems, and we are aware of those, and we send our prayers to he and his wife Barbara as well. He is a one of a kind, one of the most intelligent, knowledgeable people that I've ever met. And also, I would also like to extend that to Lady Horse and her husband. Lady Horse is a mainstay at this radio station, such an integral part of it, such a wonderful person. And she has a husband that is going through a serious time. And so in your prayers, remember, particular those two people and those two families that are in need of all of our prayers, that we all know everything is in God's hands and will, but miracles happen, things can change, and so let's hope for these two people. Both happen to be male, Lady Horse's husband and Barbara's husband, SJ as well. So our prayers go fully out to both of those families that are involved in this. So remember, our radio station here began with Nighthawk and a handful of listeners and then host, and I joined in. I think we had about 500 or 600 listeners when I joined. Lady Horse was there. I think she was a little ahead of me. But, you know, the ones that have been here since the very early days, and, of course, I don't think we will ever get over the death of Nighthawk. I think that was just something that was unthought of. I mean, who would have thought a big, healthy, strong guy like this would have been boning out a piece of meat, deer meat, and the knife slipped and it went into his hand, and that animal, part of that blood, I guess, got into his bloodline and actually ended up taking his life. And I will never, ever get over it or forget it. He was one of a kind, one of the most brilliant people, not only musician-wise, but he was just so smart. He could tear a keyboard on a computer up. He was so fast. I always kidded him. I said, "How long does your keyboards last, Nighthawk?" And he says, not too long. He could really beat one to death, you know. But he was a founder and creator, and Liz was his wife was a major part of his early days in the station. So we're just so thankful that the people that have been around and had the knowledge to continue this and keep this radio station going and the growth that we've enjoyed. And it's from the varied host. You know, we're around the clock. Three different studios, including the Hawk's Nest, but Studio A and Studio B and Hawk's Nest as well. We've got such a – I don't think there's another station out there that would even come close into the quality of the people that we have from all the different parts of the world. You've got Surrey Sunflower from over in the UK and all of the others. I mean, it's just amazing that, and that's all thanks to the internet. That's what makes this radio station. We're an internet radio station. And this is what makes it possible. And by the way, my wife just stepped in the door. I wasn't expecting her home this early, but I'm glad to see her always early. That's fantastic. Glad she's here. But, so anyway, we'll just trudge along here and get through our period here on the station, and hopefully today's a little turnaround in the market wasn't just a dead cat bounce, but I more or less will be looking very keenly on Sunday afternoon. Remember, the futures do open up again on Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock Central Time. And that usually tells us kind of what the outlook for the upcoming day will be like. So we'll be closely tuned to that on Sunday afternoon when that happens, and see what the market is going to do. But as I've said, the market is in serious trouble, because you're under on my on my monthly chart. I have a chart that I use for monthly, and that's where I have the Rubicon and the denial, as I call them, rivers on there. And we're under both of those, and that anytime you see that happen, that tells you that markets are in somewhat of distress, that they're being sold. And is it the result of the president? Well, I would say his administration and the ineptness of the action that's being taken. Look at the food problems right now. Look at baby formulas. Can you imagine ever in your life in America seeing baby formulas not available in Walmarts or your major grocery stores? That's unthinkable, but yet they're piled up and crates and pallet loads to go to other places in Mexico. What in the world are these people thinking about? Are they just purposely trying to irritate the American public? Is that the deal? Are they just trying to make us angry? Really, I mean, I don't understand it. It just seems like the action of the government lately has been, let's tweak them a little bit, let's twist them, let's put ants in their pants or whatever. Are they just trying to provoke us or what? It doesn't make any sense. I don't understand it. And we know the 2000 Mules movie that's out there that's being blocked and not shown and not even Fox. I mean, if Fox really wanted to really open themselves up, why not show the movie? Why not? If anyone doesn't believe it, so okay, no problem. But at least give the public the ability. I don't know. I mean, we know the main networks, ABC, CBS, and NBC, are all pretty well. They're in the fix. They're in the same scheme of things. Fox has been the only one, and basically you have a handful of people at Fox that go a certain limit, but then even there they kind of draw a line. They don't go over that line. Elon Musk has been thought to be an hopeful savior in a sense. We thought he was going to take Twitter and really open Twitter back up. I was one of the early people on Twitter, and I quit not because I had a problem. I was never blocked or any of that as far as I know, but out of response from what they were doing to other people, I just quit posting on it. Parler, I loved Parler when it first began. I got on Parler, and in a very short period of time, I had 9,000 followers, and that's a lot of followers. I mean, really, for a short period of time, I had 9,000 people that were following me. And I was posting up-to-date market information during the market hours and what have you, 2 or 3 times a day. And, boy, the followers were growing enormously. And then what happens? They shut it down. Shut it down. By the way, Lady Horse is posting a, I want to say formula, but it's for baby formula if you're unable to get it. Come to our chat room. Look in the, join the chat. You don't even have to be there permanently or what have you, but Lady Horse, she knows what she's talking about. And she's posting a formula for you to get evaporated milk, water, some Karo syrup, and you can make your own baby formula that way. And I know that's true because back in the days before you had formula, that's all we had. So that's good information. You can find that out simply by going to the chat room of freedomslips.com or revolution.radio. There's our break, and we're gonna do a little dancing here when we come back. We're gonna be on the love train, but stay with us.
Listen to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, and we'll be right back after this message.
Who owns you? If you're not in control, then someone else is. Join me, Ivy West, for Voices on the Wind, Saturday. I discuss government, health, metaphysics, suppressed science, universal mysteries, little-known incredible facts, alternative energies, and even more than you can imagine.
There was blood on the wire.
Won't you join us on Revolution Radio Saturdays for Voices on the Wind with me, Ivy West.
There are lives in the balance, people under fire.
Because if your head's in the sand, your tail is a target.
Many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
The future is uncertain. I know this. Death is inevitable. I know this. But one thing is certain. As free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion. And as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning, and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away.
Welcome back to freedomslips.com and revolution.radio. Boy, cat, dog, girl, and Maester, these girls really have a great time in there dancing. And, well, you know, it's good exercise too, right? But we have a great time in the chat room. If you haven't visited the chat room, I think you're really missing a treat. We got a lot of really great people in there. Eagle Flower and all of the others, Lady Horse, Dawn's 2U2. And all of those that we just have, and just a tremendous amount of information, just like Lady Horse has been posting what to use in instead of the purposely bought stuff that you have to buy. So there's just I can tell you, if you come to the chat room, if there's something you want to know, if you ask a question in there, I'm sure there will be someone on hand to just give you a great answer, an honest answer too. By the way, no one is going to mislead you or do any of that. So you really are missing a treat if you haven't been over to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And joined our chat room. We do have a brand new chat room and working on, and I don't think most of us have migrated over there yet, but it will probably be better and all when we get there. So until then, we're just going to enjoy what we've got and continue on. The station continues to attract new listeners, and as we do that, it is important for you to remember. No one asked you to break the bank, or no one asked you to miss a house payment or any of those kind of things. But throw $5 or $10 along the way. You don't have to deprive yourself of food or anything. Just throw a little money in the till, help us pay the bills, because the more bandwidth you have, the more servers it requires, and naturally, you know, all of those things are not free. And so there we go. Well, anyway, getting back to the marketplace and all, I still think the not only the U.S., but look at Europe. Look at what's going on in Ukraine and with Russia. China sitting over there kind of like in the catbird seat, but they've got the problems with the virus that they aren't really being honest about or telling the truth about. Many of these port-type cities have really been hit really hard. And the supply chain, as you very well can tell, the supply chain on many items is being affected badly. And then, as I told you earlier, I'm a weather pattern freak. I look at the weather map for the entire U.S., and I can tell you that it looks to me like that planting is going to be late, and that's going to mean that crops are going to be late going to market. And I don't think things are much better in Mexico from the Rio Grande Valley down through that area. The moisture just hasn't been there. I think we're in one of these, what I call a 100-year weather cycle. About every 100 years, you have cycle changes, and during that period of time, you will have a drought. Droughts are in there. Well, if you look back in the Dust Bowls, they were about 100 years ago. So hopefully we aren't entering a Dust Bowl that depth of that deprivation, but with the number of population now in America versus probably three times as much population as it was 100 years ago. I don't remember exactly what the population numbers were then, but somewhere, I'm sure, less than 100 million or around that at that point in time. But now we're approaching 320 million people, and to feed and take care of that many people, real crop failures is going to. And I think that's showing up at right now. As the population growth of America grows, which we're at the 320 million or about that now, that's 320 million mouths that has to be fed. And crops are the way that you feed them. That and game and animals. So that's it. So crops are our lifeblood. And if you can't plant them, you can't grow them. And so that's where we are. I think we're in a period right now that I would say, probably the next year is a critical time for our, not only for our country, but basically for the world. We know what is going on in Africa and different parts of the world, and wars doesn't look like it wants to even wind down. And when wars continue, you know what happens. It drags more and more involvement in it. And once you get to a level of involvement, have to say you're at war at some point in time. You can't just look away from it. So that's where we are, folks. We're at a dangerous time in the history of mankind. And we have all of the elements. You go back a couple of hundred years, you didn't have nuclear bombs. Well, I mean, you had spears and tanks and a few well, you didn't have tanks, but you had all of the elements of war that people use in. You had until the invention of dynamite and firearms and what have you, people used spears and clubs and what have you. But now we have technology that can really end the world as we know it, and it's in the hands of people that You don't know what their thought process is. So it's a dangerous time in the history of the world, and we have to be extremely aware of those things and cherish your loved ones. Try to get along with your neighbor, because at some point in time you might be to the point of where that neighbor, you might have to rely on that neighbor. So who knows what, you know, I'm no fortune teller, or I don't have the ability to look into the future, but I know that our nation is in distress right now. Look at the financial situation. The market is, you had your, what I call a dead cat bounce today, but that hasn't reversed the trend of this market. This market is still in a strong downtrend, and when a market is in a trend, it takes a real, really dynamic event to turn that around. And another thing that I do want to stress is a bottom is obviously not in, because you always, when you finally reach a bottom in a declining market, you always have that climatic event of people's throwing using the old adage, throwing the baby out with the bathwater, and we haven't seen that. The volume on a daily basis, well, for instance, the daily volume today, somewhat under 2 million contracts. We'll see. To really get that blowout volume, you would need at least 5 or 6 million contracts on that day. So we haven't seen, so the baby hasn't been thrown out with the bathwater yet. So when you get that culmination, volume, and everybody says, well, I can't take it anymore, I'm out of here, sell mine, I'm through, I'm done, it's over with, then you have a bottom. And we have not seen that yet. That's what I keep waiting for, is to see that volume intensify to the level of where everybody says, well, I'm out. And then, once that happens, you will see the market dibble-dabble around there for a while. And then you'll see, a few bottom feeders come in, and they'll start nibbling at the market, and you'll turn it back up. And then as you go along, the market will finally work itself back up to some degree. It may take a long time until you were ever able to get back to that all-time record high. The all-time record print high was 36,952.65. Now, it could take, once a market makes a high like that and then falls off of that high, sometimes it could take years for it to ever go back to that level. Remember this. The first time the Dow Jones ever crossed and closed above 1,000, think of this, was the election of Ronald Reagan as president. I can remember the day like it was yesterday, and that was the first day ever that the market had closed above. It had tested the 1,000 and bounced around it, but it couldn't close there. But once he was elected, and it was a fact that he was elected president, the market did close above the 1,000 mark for the first time. And here we are now with a market at 32,000. Currently, 32,000 has been as high as 36,952. Well, now we know what pushed it up there. Inflation. Inflation, you know, believe it or not, inflation is a byproduct of government action. Government is the creator of inflation. Because why? Why? Well, it gives them more power. It lets them collect more money. If they can collect more money, they have more government oversight, more government employees, more people to look at you and what you're doing and find out how you're doing, all of those things. So that is the situation. So there's no other creator of inflation except the federal governments. And not only the governments here, but other governments in the world operate in the same fashion as well. So it gives them the ability to hire more people, to monitor more people, to oversee more people. And that's what it's all about, folks. So anyway, we will get through this. We're a very stubborn people in America. You have naturally the people that are crossing the border that we know nothing about. How many of those people are actually bringing health problems with them? And how many of those are bringing drug problems with them across the border? Can you believe that our southern border is just wide open and then come on in? Does the Democratic Party, does the current administration believe that every one of those people are going to end up being a Democratic voter? Well, they certainly will remind them, say, hey, look, we're the ones that let you in, remember? So you got to vote for us. It's really a shame. If you don't have an official border, you really don't have a country. I mean, you're just one big conglomerate. Well, we're the United States of the world, whatever. How much do these senators, how much area do they represent? They're supposed to represent individual areas within their state. Well, they're not doing a very good job, and that's totally Republican and Democrat. We need to, the whole group. You've got 535 elected officials up there, 100 in the Senate, and 435 in the House. 535 well-paid, well-pensioned, plus the fact, don't forget, all of those pension funds not only that, all their reelection funds, when they get out of office, they get to go home with them. They get to take it home. They get to take it home with them. Millions. And you know, of course, if you go to Washington right now and you were to say, I want to speak to my representative, the first thing that representative would ask his aide that came and brought him the word, he'd say, who is that again? Oh yeah, okay. Did he contribute to our fund? If he did, see how much. And if he didn't, pass the word back down that I'm unavailable, then I'll contact him later. But now, if he, let's say you tell me he threw 10,000 in, yeah, I can give him a couple of minutes. I can tell him thank you and tell him make sure he does that in the next election, because we got to keep me in office, okay? That's what really goes on, folks. It's one of those things of where once they leave and are elected in your district and in your state, and once they get to Washington, they go through that dehumanizing process. Then they start going to the bars at night and doing all the other things that they do. And I would imagine if we actually knew the activities of 90% of the members of Congress, I would imagine none of them would be reelected if we actually knew what they were involved in and how they really spent their time. Now, is the system corrupt and is it broken? Does it need changing? No, it needs some assistance from the electoral people, from you, the public. You need to ask some serious questions when these people, and they don't even like to have the campaigns anymore where you can ask them a question. They want to do it on TV so they don't have to face you and ask those questions. So they're getting further and further away from the public being involved in the electoral process on a daily basis. And we're letting it happen. We the people, the voters. And if you aren't a voter, if you haven't gone down and registered and where you can actually cast your vote, then you don't have a beef. You don't have any input. You don't even have the right to complain. So, I mean, I do because I vote in every election. They have, when the polls are open, I go vote. And I'm going to definitely do my complaining. I don't want to. I don't want to have a politician that I got to disagree with or complain on. I'd rather one say, hey, you're doing a great job. You're doing a good job. You're representing all the people. And it has nothing to do with race. You can represent us all and not be a racist because we're all black or white. All we want is a good government, one that does this fair and equitable to all of us. That's all. That's all we want. Look out for America. America first. I was never a Donald Trump fan. I never liked his TV shows. I never really cared for the guy. But once he started running for office and I began to listen to him and follow his rallies and what have you and saw the people that the way they were attracted to him, I started paying attention. I don't have to agree with his personal life, you know, whatever. But what he did as a job for the American people, I think is, I don't think any other president lately has even come close to that. Look at the economy under Trump versus now. Look at the respect of the world then under Trump versus now. Who do you think did a better job? Be honest with yourself. Do you think, and I have nothing personal against Joe Biden. Joe Biden has never been anything, in my opinion, but a politician. He had a job as a lifeguard. Other than that, he ran for office, got elected, and that's it. He's been there ever since. He never got out and built a building. He never paved a highway. He never plowed a field. He never even, he says he drove a truck. I think that's a joke. I'd like to see the actual picture of that or film of it or what have you. He's a career politician. And that's exactly what we don't need in Washington. It's career politicians. We need people politicians, people that are elected and sent up there that wants to do the will of the people. That's what you need. So I don't know. I'm not going to give up. I will never give up. I have faith in the American public. Now, I'll tell you this. If you keep diluting our population with people from all over the world, and look, these are not just South American countries. They're coming here from, we have no idea who's coming across that border. Terrorists, bombers. We don't know what they're bringing across the border. They could be bringing explosives. They could bring a small nuclear weapon across there. We wouldn't know it. How in the world are we letting this happen? It just boggles my mind to think about it. But at some point, the American public will wake up and say, enough is enough. We've had enough. We're not happy with what you're doing. But the thing about it is when you're elected, it's for 4 years as a president, and we have to put up with them because look at what you have if Biden were to be gone. Nancy Pelosi, I don't think you want that, or Kamala Harris. No one wants either one of those in power. We're just in a period of time that's like The Wizard of Oz, almost. It's like we've been carried to a foreign land that we have no control over, and we don't know what in the heck is going on, and we don't know what's going to happen. That's where we are. But I do believe that we will get through it, and I think we'll be a better, smarter nation once we are through that. So I think my time, I'm listening for the music. My time is about up, but I do want to thank each and every one of you for listening to Freedom Slips and Revolution.radio. We do appreciate each and every one of the donors. I do thank each one of you. I do want to send special prayers out to SJ and to Lady Horse's husband and all of the people otherwise that have serious illnesses now. May God bless you, look over you, and find healing process for you and return you to great health. And we thank each and every one of you for listening today. We're going to hear the music now in about a minute or so, and I will bid you adieu until next Friday. I do thank you for listening to our radio station. It's here for you. It is intended to bring you accurate and up-to-date news. Now, certainly, being a market guy, I'm going to give you my honest, total opinion about the market and what to expect and what to see there. So that's about it for me today. When I hear the music, I'll be gone, and we'll be back with you again next Friday. And I want to ask each and every one of you to keep our not only our station in your prayers, but this is a critical component of today's American life. I think the airways would be really devoid of a lot of truth if this station were not on air. Deacon John follows me in. He has Hijacker and Dude Guy, and they usually have a lot to talk about. And so stay tuned for them. And as soon as I hear the music, I think we're about at it. There's Sherry Sunflower, our UK princess over there. She has a great show as well. And so many of the others here that are in there now. Eagle Flower, she is a really standout person in the chat room. We love you all. And we will see you again next week. I'm going to go ahead and... there is the music. That's it. God bless each and every one of you. See you next week. Take care.
Commentary and poetry at Willow's Poetry Corner, where there are comfy cushions and a tempting selection of delectable comestibles. A show that's quirkily and quintessentially British, with a unique twist featuring Willow Andreasen, your host. Join Willow Mondays and Thursdays, 2 till 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Studio A.
My name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction, Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and